Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. We are on the letter A. Today's topic is adenohypophysis or adenohypophysis. How do you pronounce it?
It sounds complicated.
How do you pronounce it?
Adenohypophysis.
Okay. So this is my term today, Matt. The word adenohypophysis comes from the Greek words adeno or adeno.
Gland.
Yeah. And hypophysis, which means undergrowth. So very descriptive.
Under or below growth?
Undergrowth or below growth. I would say undergrowth because that's a more that's a term that they would have used. But yeah, so adeno gland, hypophysis, undergrowth. Doesn't really tell you much, does it? Doesn't tell you about where it is or what it does.
And what's the growth?
So great question. Basically, it's an important endocrine gland. So it produces hormones that releases into the interstitial fluid and bloodstream, and it grows this gland underneath the hypothalamus. So the hypothalamus.
Another hypo.
Exactly.
Everything's hypo here.
So the that's right, except me, I'm hyper, part of my diagnoses. So the adeno being the gland, that makes sense because it's endocrine, and the hypophysis part is referring to the undergrowth of it growing underneath the hypothalamus.
Yep.
So the hypothalamus is a it's neural tissue. It's part of the brain. It's also an endocrine gland as well. It produces hormones.
Hormones, yep.
And the hypothalamus is connected to this undergrowth, this hypophysis, called the pituitary gland. Now, this pituitary gland has two lobes, an anterior lobe.
So this would be interesting in terms of which part is the true growth.
Well, let me get there. Okay. So the anterior lobe, or the anterior aspect of the pituitary gland, that's the adenohypophysis.
Oh, is it?
Right. And the posterior lobe is called the neurohypophysis.
Okay.
So this is giving you an indication that.
Was that named that back in the day though?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who cares?
So I doubt they knew that at the time.
Exactly. I agree. So the anterior lobe of the pituitary gland, it's derived, now Matt, maybe you can tell me what any of this means and tell the listeners. It's derived from an ectodermal outgrowth of the roof of the mouth called Rathke's pouch. What does that mean?
Well, I think it's just basically when...
Firstly, what's ectoderm?
Ectoderm is, so if you go back to 3 weeks in the embryo...
Can't remember, but
there were three main layers or dermal layers, ectoderm, endoderm, mesoderm. Ectoderm was on the outer surface, I guess you'd say, and this would end up developing into things like skin, central nervous system. But from my understanding, where the ectoderm was kind of cemented to the endoderm, that's kind of the top end of the mouth.
Right.
And so... the two places where they're cemented where there's kind of no mesoderm is the start of the GIT and the end of the GIT.
Right. Okay.
And so this would be the mouth or I just forget the name that they called it before, the Rathke's pouch. But that's kind of a segment where the two layers joined.
Okay.
And it wasn't invaded by mesoderm.
So the point is that the anterior lobe of the pituitary gland, or the adenohypophysis, is not an extension of neural tissue.
Yes.
It's not neural tissue. It's endocrine tissue.
Right. And it has to migrate back.
Yeah, it has to migrate from the roof of the mouth area region up to the brain. And then strangely, the posterior lobe, which is the neurohypophysis, is neural tissue and grows down from the brain.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if we keep that in mind, the adenohypophysis, i.e. the anterior lobe of the pituitary gland, so listener, please know it's the same thing, it's responsible for producing and secreting six hormones. Can you name them, Matt?
Oh, they're all trophic hormones or inhibitory hormones, aren't they?
Yep, so go.
So there will be one going to the thyroid.
Yep, that's called thyroid stimulating hormone.
Yeah, there'll be one going to the adrenal cortex.
Yeah, that's called the adrenocorticotropic hormone.
There'll be going to the gonads.
Yes, that's called the follicle stimulating hormone and the luteinizing hormone.
How much have I got?
That's four.
Need two more?
Two more. What makes you big and strong?
Growth hormone.
Growth hormone, yeah.
Which is also somatostatin, right?
Correcto.
And prolactin.
And prolactin. What's that do? It's for
milking.
Lactation. Not milking. For lactation. All right.
But so those two.
Which one?
And I think this is.
Growth hormone and prolactin.
Yeah, I think they're inhibitory though, right? Because they'll just secrete without the inhibitory effect coming from the hypothalamus.
What you're saying is their action isn't inhibitory, but they are released in the absence of an inhibitory signal.
And I think, again,
the others must be stimulated to be released.
And I could be wrong here, but from my recollection, when it migrates backwards from the mouth or the nose.
Yeah. You mean in its development?
Yeah. It can sometimes get stuck in the nasal cavity or kind of the sphenoid bone, I think, which then means it's not receiving the inhibitory signals from the hypothalamus.
So you get a whole bunch of growth hormone release.
Which I think growth hormone, which could be part of the issue if a person was to develop gigantism.
Very nice. Well, you've spoken about the pathology aspect now. I'll touch upon it a little bit more.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
A few more points. What do these hormones briefly do, right? So growth hormone, you said it's growth. So grow bone, muscle tissue, so forth. You've got the thyroid stimulating hormone. So thyroid hormones are really important for metabolism and also growth and development, particularly early on in development. Adrenocorticotropic hormone. So it travels to the adrenal glands, specifically the cortex, to tell cortisol and aldosterone to be released. So cortisol, stress hormone, plays a role in trying to keep us alive and maintain health during and after the time of stress. And then aldosterone helps us hold on to water in times of dehydration or low blood
and salt,
fluid.
Right.
And sodium as well it holds on to. Follicle stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone, both are involved in the male and female reproductive cycles. So predominantly for males, it's sperm production and maturation. And for females, it's going to be the development of the egg and ovulation of the egg. And also maintaining the endometrium. The eggshell. That's right. That's right. The calcium carbonate eggshell that females tend to have, which they don't. So that's not a quote from me. And prolactin is prolactation. So it helps milk production.
Yep.
All right. So that's their jobs. The adenohypophysis needs, you told us earlier that some of these need to be stimulated to be released and some need to be inhibited to tell them not to be released. What does this is the hypothalamus. And so in order for the hypothalamus to talk to the adenohypophysis, it needs to talk to it through a blood supply called the... there's another hypo.
I guess it's just the same, but portal system.
Hypophyseal portal system. Mm. That's right. So it's just a direct, localized vascular supply that goes straight from the hypothalamus to the anterior pituitary.
And that goes out of the blood-brain barrier too, doesn't it?
That's correct.
The pituitary sits separate. Outside it, right?
Yeah, sits separately. And so that's how it works. Now, if you compare this to the neurohypophysis or the posterior pituitary, because that's true neural tissue, you just need a
neuronal. So technically that's just hypothalamus.
It's still just an extension of the hypothalamus, but the anterior or the just keep interrupting before I finish every sentence.
That technically should be called the hypophysis in a way then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's a grow out of... growth out of
hypothalamic hypophysis.
Yeah.
The hypohypophysis. Okay. So you spoke about a pathology in embryological development, which is probably a better example of what I'm going to use here. But one of the most common pathologies associated with the anterior pituitary or adenohypophysis is a prolactinoma.
Okay.
So OMAR is telling you it's going to be some form of cancerous growth or just a growth. It's basically a benign tumor of the pituitary gland, and it produces excessive amounts of prolactin. So the likely function here is that it doesn't send that inhibitory signal. And so prolactin, obviously, it's a hormone that stimulates milk production in women during childbirth,
pregnancy.
During pregnancy, but most at its highest after childbirth, because that's when you need to be able to lactate.
Which is milk, yeah.
Now, the mechanism here is that you have this hyperprolactinemia, which basically means high level of prolactin in the bloodstream. And the symptoms aren't just this galactorrhea, which is this overproduction of breast milk, even if you don't need it, right? Because it's not like this tumor only happens in breastfeeding women. This can happen to women anytime.
And maybe men as well.
So you've got this production of breast milk, which shouldn't be produced or is being produced in excessive amounts, but also affects other aspects that are associated with reproduction because it is a reproductive hormone in a sense. So it may, for females, lead to irregular menstrual cycles or periods, infertility, decreased libido, and so forth. And so
it's partly because normally in an end of pregnancy, breastfeeding in a way is a bit of a contraceptive.
Yeah.
So it inhibits the likelihood of falling pregnant again. Not 100%, but it has that role.
Which makes total sense because the body, I'm not saying you because there's no like personal incentive here, but the body in itself doesn't want to get pregnant so quickly after birth because one, it's recovering, and two, the body is trying to maintain the survival of the current offspring.
Unless you're a kangaroo.
Probably right. It can freeze its eggs, right?
I think it can have three going at once.
Wow.
So I think it'd be
embryos.
No, it's got a joey, which it's, I guess, to a degree, still suckling.
Yeah.
A real small embryo that's suckling.
Yeah, like a little
and then one,
jelly bean size.
And one that's still going in the uterus.
Wow. Kangaroos are pretty amazing in every way. Look,
they're Australian, see?
There you go, just like you and I. All right, my friend and dear listener, that is the adenohypophysis, a.k.a. the anterior pituitary gland.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.